Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. So, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yay!
And did your kids have St. Patrick's Day stuff going on at school today, Lindsay?
Guess what? They're out of school.
Oh.
And I quote, winter break. I'm like, wait a second. Is it winter still? I'm confused what's happening.
Okay, now that's one thing when they take breaks and all when they're going to public school.
Right.
But when you got them in a private school and they're taking a damn winter break and a spring break and all, and you're still paying for all that.
Yep. So
that's a bunch of booze.
I know. I just had to text Kyle, do not take them to school today. Winter break.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Crazy, right?
My nephew and niece are off for 4 days. It was like Friday and Monday. I was like, for what? And he was like, well, it's a hybrid schedule of the way they do school now. And I was like, okay, yeah, never mind. I'm sorry I asked. Yeah.
So what are we going to do today? I don't know. Good question. I'm racking my brain.
So you don't put green food coloring in the toilet and stuff like that and say leprechauns are in there?
That's actually a cute idea. I mean, also funny. But my parents growing up put green food coloring in our eggs. Yeah. You know, like green eggs and ham or whatever.
Right.
Kyle thought that was the weirdest thing. He didn't grow up with any type of... He's like, why would you do that? That's gross. I'm like, it's just a little food coloring in the eggs. He didn't.
It's for fun.
Yes. He didn't get it. So I was going to do that, but I mean, I'm at work now, so nothing fun's happening with him, clearly.
Well, when our kids were little, I would take that, you know, green food coloring in the toilet a step up, you know, say, oh, the leprechaun peed in here. I'd go get some of those green Krispy Kreme donuts. We'd make them green and tear them into chunks and tell them that the leprechaun took a dump in there.
That is so funny. Did you really do that? Oh, because that's hilarious. Look at leprechaun poop. Listen, if a leprechaun can poop in the toilet, so can you. That's what I would say.
Yeah. The leprechaun took a big, look at this. That leprechaun took a big shit in here.
St. Patrick's Day deuce.
Does Krispy Kreme do they do the green today?
I think so. They usually do, don't they?
They do.
I think so. I think so.
And they don't taste any different. It's just food. Yeah.
But you going to use that as a technique to get him to go to the bathroom?
I think I am because it's time. It's been time.
She's talking about her husband. He can't use the potty yet.
Yeah, he keeps wearing diapers.
He'll get there.
He's 42,
So what did you say you had a story about for extra funny?
Oh my God. Okay. I forgot I was telling you the story. Okay. Let me think. So yesterday I already told you guys when I came in, but I'm just gonna, this is what starts what I'm gonna tell. So I'm watching Naked Attraction on HBO because my neighbor is like, you have to, don't watch it. You're not going to be like excited about it. It's mind blowing. People are picking their significant other by their genitalia, basically, like, you know, and it's incredible. It's just disgusting and incredible. So Kyle's in the basement with the kids playing and I'm upstairs watching this, just skimming through it. I'm fast forward. I'm like, oh my gosh, shocking. So I'm sending him photos of like people's junk that are just disgusting. I mean, just, he said, Lindsay, this is my work phone. Stop sending me these photos. I'm like, okay, fine. I've clearly never had a work phone. I don't know how it worked, but fine. I thought it was funny. So that same, that night, Delilah's doing my hair. She braids my hair. She pulls the crap out of my hair. I said, D, we got to stop. You're like breaking my hair off, and she loves doing hair. Mm. So I'm like, let me find you a doll that has hair that you can, you know, that you can braid. And so she's like, fine. So I see Kyle's phone on the like stairs. So I pick it up because my phone's in the room and I'm like, let me just Google something real quick. And I didn't realize, but I Googled real doll with hair and it would, it came up like explicit, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Kyle, something's wrong with your phone. Like, he comes in there. He's like, you are never allowed to use my phone again. Yeah, I'm changing my password. This is insane. You're Googling real doll. Do you even know what this means? And I'm like, I'm trying to find her a doll with like real hair. And he's like, real doll with hair is not what you would Google. Like, but I didn't realize. And then I was like, oh, I'm an idiot. So anyway, it flagged him and it's funny, right? We're all fun.
How could you not know that? We talk about that all the time on Extra Funny about those real dolls.
I know. I was just trying to, I wasn't real thinking it was.
Real doll with hair.
Real doll with hair.
It wasn't the smartest decision, but then I finally figured it out and on my phone. And
I like that she doesn't know what that is. Good for you. Yeah. I'm glad that you don't know.
Well,
even
I mean,
despite us talking about it all the time, it just didn't even register. I love that.
It didn't register at the time, but now I feel bad because he like gets emails and like flag, you know.
Yeah, he's going to have to go to the HR office and be like, what the hell are you doing?
Why are you searching for porn on your work phone?
You got a bunch of wieners in your text messages and boobs.
And it's just
super, super hairy. European wieners.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't a good day for his phone.
I've seen a lot of bush in your communications.
Well, that show is like, I know TJ said this earlier, but it's a British show, I guess, or wherever it's filmed. It's foreign. And they all, none of them are circumcised and none of them shave. And some of the girls have like armpit hair. I mean, it's wild. Like it's wildly disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, not to mention they have to be just, you know, man and woman whores.
Yeah, oh, 100%. And their teeth are all jacked up. It's just not. It's not.
You're picking a date based. All you get to see is their private parts, and you have to pick who you like to go out on a date with.
Yeah. So basically, what it is, it's five people, and if the person picking is bisexual, then it's girls and guys. If it's, you know, whatever they like. So it starts at the ankles and it goes up a little bit. And then you like, so you're looking at their ankles and they pick one to eliminate. Then it goes up to their, and then you see their, you know,
privates.
And then she eliminates one. And then it goes up to their chest. She eliminates one. And finally she's with. And once you see their face and how like busted they are in the teeth, you're like, oh no. You know, you might like their junk, but their face isn't,
Is it always, well, I don't know, without getting too graphic, I don't know.
Is it always disgusting? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, do the guys get eliminated based on what they're equipped with?
No. So, no. Yeah. One girl was like, I don't care. That doesn't bother me.
Okay.
But it's all about when they leave and get kicked off. They're like, this is so empowering. I'm so, like, you know, I'm a female that can be naked and, you know, I feel good about myself. Mm. But meanwhile, she's 500 pounds and like fupa for days. Like, it's just disgust, you know, it's just.
Next t-shirt.
fupa for days.
Listen, I wouldn't even go on. I mean, it's just embarrassing. It's just embarrassing.
Now, do they have it where guys will pick women?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of the whole shebang.
Do they ever say, you know what? Never mind. I've seen all five of them and none of them is good.
I think because they have to pick. Uh-huh.
Are they commenting as they're watching the screens go up?
So there's a like a show host, I guess you'd say. And she's like, turn around. Let me see your bums. You know, And so they're talking to the host the whole time. Like, oh, that's a nice package. Or, you know, I don't like the balls hanging lower than, you know, not to be too gross, but it's crazy. Y'all got to watch it.
And I do think Ace liked that show. Like, he came in talking about it or something.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same show, but it was the same concept. It was like you were picking a date or a partner based on their naked bodies.
Well, there's no one in real life that likes to watch that as serious. Like, I was crying and laughing. I was laughing so hard I was crying because it's just so disturbing.
But if you're a guy, though, and you have shortcomings in that area, would you even go on the show? I wouldn't think you would. I would think only guys who are proud of their size would go on a show that's going to focus on that.
Yeah. You would think.
Yeah.
But it, no. And maybe I'm almost 41. I had never seen one that wasn't
circumcised. Yeah.
Can I say that? I mean, that, yeah, I think it. I already said it. Yeah. Anyway.
Like, this was the first time?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, because I have never, I didn't know what I was, and then I was like, what's happening?
What is that?
What's happening? What's happening? I mean, if I have, I don't remember. I mean, no. Mm-hmm. Definitely not in person is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it was kind of shocking.
Yeah, but I don't see myself sitting down to watch that. I know.
You wouldn't want to. Kyle was very like, why are you, that's disgusting. What are you saying? Like, this is fascinating. People are literally picking, but also disgusting.
Every episode they swap out the people. It's like one episode per group kind of thing.
Oh, so in one episode, there's like five different shows in one episode. There's tons of them. Okay. Wow. Can you imagine that many people wanting to be naked on a show?
No.
But it is Britain, or where England, where they're from, you know, whatever.
I bet it is empowering. I mean, I know that's goofy, but like, if you're brave enough to go on national television and just be butt naked, you probably, I would feel like I could do anything after. That's got to be the most terrifying. That, to me, that's like the worst thing I would have to ever do.
Yeah, and they end up showing their faces and everything too. So this is world television.
Yeah.
You know?
It's in America, obviously.
It's crazy. Well, now it's HBO Max, so.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It's crazy.
And none of them are good looking face-wise?
No, not one. I mean, I only watched one thing and skimmed through it, but it's terrible.
Really?
And one guy had an elephant ears, and his package was the nose. So it was tattooed, and the girl was like, I love that. So she picked him, and I'm like.
So he had elephant ears tattooed around his junk, so his thing looked like the trunk.
And then is that what you call it? Yeah. I can't get the image out of my head. It's crazy. But you think you've seen it all until.
Yeah.
That. But I guess Ace would have wanted to know.
Yeah, he would probably be in that.
I just pictured all of them looking like, you know, the low end of the carny workers.
Yeah.
You know, looking like that, like a like a sideshow or something.
And then you see their date and you're like, okay, this is.
And then they come back and report how the date went.
And a couple of them are still together.
Bless them.
I know.
So are the ones picking them ugly too?
They're decent.
Yeah.
It's all the ones that are behind the screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all ugly. There you go. Give them something to choose from. Ugly or uglier.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
More extra funny next.
It's Alexis, and you heard right. I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yesterday, I started watching a docuseries, crime doc series, and they're only three episodes. I had no idea, or I kind of remembered it happening, but I never saw it. There was a few years ago a reality show on Showtime called Gigolos. And they followed this group of gigolos around and their escapades and their personal lives and all of that stuff. Well, one of the gigolos ended up murdering somebody. And so that's what they focused on this thing, is the documentary of the murder. So I wasn't watching it for the reality show aspect of it. I was watching to see how the murder case went. And they would talk about, and these guys were good looking.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask.
And they would talk about how, you know, good they were at what they did, and that they, you know, wanted to please women and all of this stuff. But when they would show clips from the actual reality show, because I was thinking it could be the same thing about, you know, with women prostitutes, is that they have to be with just like, oh, ugly men, oh, you know, nasty, fat businessmen and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they're making out like these guys are just living the life, you know. They talk about, you know, hookers in a way, female prostitutes, like they're just, you know, poor them, you know, they've had to turn to this and look what they have to go through with all these ugly men every night. And all that. Well, they're talking about these guys like they're living the high life. You know, this is the dream life. Well, every clip they show from the actual reality show of them with a woman, the women are the same way as the, you know, the customers, the same way as the men customers are with the women prostitutes. They're not lookers by any means. And they're, you know, they look like women who would only be able to be with a really hot guy if they paid him. Mm-hmm. But these guys are having to get all into it and romance these women and all this stuff. But it's never played like these poor guys.
Yeah.
These poor guys are having to stoop to doing this and being taken advantage of and having to go through the sex, you know, things with ugly women and disgusting women and all that.
Yeah.
It was never presented that way.
Are all the women that are getting the male or the gigolo, whatever they call, are they all older than the guys?
Not always.
Cause like when I picture a guy going to a prostitute, he's always getting a younger woman. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So I was just curious if it was the same way.
No, because some of these women that were buying these gigolos were the same age as the gigolos.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
And they showed their faces of the women.
Uh huh.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. And these are, and this was in America.
Yeah. In Vegas.
I didn't even know that was a real thing. Like I figured like a male prostitute is like somebody you got to go on Craigslist for. I didn't realize that was like a thing.
And well, they don't really, you know, it's not that popular of a thing for women to get a male prostitute. Yeah, it's usually for men to get male prostitutes. It's usually a gay exchange.
Oh yeah.
Do these guys hook up with guys as well?
No.
They're only, oh yeah.
Uh-huh. And that's what weird. The producer said when they came up with the idea for the show, that that's what would be interesting to people, because you don't ever hear of a good looking male prostitute hooking up with paying female customers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like high end.
Yeah.
And so they said that this, like you could, one of the guys, for example, you could have an overnight stay with him for $3,000.
$3,000? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
For one night?
I found your new job.
Please, I don't care what, you could look like a foot. I'd take that.
So as far as legal purposes, I mean, so in Vegas, it's legal.
It's not really.
Oh, it's not?
But they addressed that on the show, and they said about, you know, there are a lot of things that are illegal in Vegas that they don't do anything about, and that's maybe one of them.
Okay. And how do they like solicit themselves, or is it like you call a number, or do they just go down the street and?
No, it's a service.
Just,
you look, I guess you look it up online.
Oh, okay.
And book them or whatever. But I think they all lived in the same house, and they, you know, like a real world situation. But I'm not sure. But they did follow, and I'm sure it streams on one of the channels. You could go back and watch it. It
was kind of Showtime. Interesting. In a weird way.
But they were all idiots. Just really? They're all dumb.
Were they good looking?
Yeah. Yeah. All of them very good looking. Especially the guy that was convicted of this murder.
Oh.
But he was the best looking one.
Shame.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And do you fall to that because you do look good and you know you can make money from it? Because, I don't know, women prostitutes look, I mean, it can be either way, I guess. Yeah. But
if you're paying $3,000 a night for one, she's probably going to look good.
She's going to look good. Okay, yeah. So that's, yeah. Well.
Hey, I'm Travis. Yeah. I'm your lover boy tonight. $3,000 up front. You want to rub my belly? Hey, you better be shredded. You better look like, you know, 50 Shades of Grey guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nobody felt sorry for the male prostitutes having to be with ugly women.
They weren't like, oh,
right.
This is what his life turned to.
Hook up with a bunch of women, that's like your dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like framing it that way.
Clearly, they're messed up in the head.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
They're just trashy.
Especially the one that
Because the one that they were focused on the most, I mean, they said that he would only get in a relationship with other people in the industry, like porn stars and strippers and things like that. But his clients were a different story. They showed how nice they were to the women and how they treated them and, you know,
yeah,
like they were so special and all this stuff. What's, because they wanted them to spend more money.
Yeah. Did they take them to dinner and stuff like that? There's like romance involved instead of just like coming over to like hook up.
Yeah.
I figured that would be part of it because women need to be wined and dined a little bit.
But but they end up paying, I guess, for the dinner, right?
Sure. Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See if you can find a... the guy's name, Riggins, was Ash from Gigolos. See if you can show... I can't unplug my computer to swing it around or turn everything off.
Oh, yeah. He looks like a bootleg Aquaman with long hair.
Yeah. There should be
he
some
looks like
without,
a prostitute.
Without his shirt on. You know?
Yeah. If I had to like picture up like what a male prostitute in Vegas looks like, it'd be him.
Look at this guy. Ash. I'm going to pick Ash tonight.
I don't even know if I could show that, really. I better be careful.
Oh, okay, yeah. Look like at that hair.
Like a bootleg.
I'm envious of his hair.
Got to cover up. He's
Yeah, he's good looking.
He's got his pants riding a little too low for YouTube, I think.
It's all right. Yeah. Can you move your hand a little?
Well, I can show you.
I'm kidding. He's got jeans on. He's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice goatee. Mm. Looks like it's dyed a little bit.
And he was very spiritual. He's Indian.
Oh,
so
really?
He would... He would do massages and all kinds of meditations and things like that with them if they wanted to. And it's a whole body experience, spiritual and body, physical experience.
He's spiritual for $3,000 a night. Yeah, he sure
and then
is.
The payment, obviously,
yes,
is, you know, going to make you feel even better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Feel it in your soul.
Wow.
If he had a different, I mean, his hair is fantastic, but if he had a different cut, he would be smoking hot. I mean, he's still hot, but the hair would distract me a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looks like an Indian Fabio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very Fabio.
Mm-hmm.
With better hair.
But he comes from his family back in India. His dad has his mom and also another woman that they all live together and they raise the kids together.
Oh.
They did mushrooms together, that kind of thing.
A broken home. Yeah.
Well,
a broken home situation.
Just a very ultra liberal situation as well.
Sounds like it.
He'll do it every time. If you raise a boy to be liberal, then he's going to turn out to be a gigolo 100% of the time. 100% of the time.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is events. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.